Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I'm in so much pain right now on my legs.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I did that machine you see the girls doing that it's awkward to make eye contact with.
The
abductor or something.
Yeah.
Abductor?
Yeah.
Hey, I think
abductor.
It'd be for the stomach, but it's for your
inner thigh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're kind of scissoring your legs.
Yeah, my groin is on fire right now.
It's like that.
And it's like 3 days later.
His groin's on fire!
That's what it hurts the most. Not the next day, but the next day. That's how I feel from the rock climbing.
Like, my groin muscle cramped up last night. Have you ever had that happen?
Can't say that I have, Jason.
It was the weirdest
feeling.
Are
you hydrated?
Yeah.
You need to get down and do that yoga stretch.
I gotta do the stretching.
So bad. The hip, where you sit like the...
Leaning back.
From...
That machine's no joke. I guess I hit muscles that I wasn't really touching very well with just regular.
Mm-hmm.
But I think every dude should do that machine, as awkward as it looks.
Why?
Because a lot of guys say, because it just hits that spot
good
really
spot,
good.
Yeah.
And then the outside of the butt, when you do the one that opens your legs,
yeah,
the outside of the butt's feeling good. But I think every guy, I know it's awkward. It's an awkward machine. But I think, guys, we need to get on that machine as well. Just lock
You're probably
eyes.
Right.
I think you should start some sort of
any machine.
Movement.
Any machine would be good.
Yeah.
That pain, though. So if I'm walking funny, that's why, you guys. That's why I'm walking funny today. Hey, let's do unpopular opinions right now, Kid Nation. Sam Smith said that he does not like Michael Jackson.
I like that song.
Yeah.
But not a big fan of Michael Jackson.
Not a big fan of Michael Jackson.
That, I would say, is an unpopular opinion.
That lit up his comments section.
Yeah.
By people defending. And then there are some people that had his back as well. So we've done this in the past, and we had quite a bit of unpopular opinions that came in and we didn't get to. So now you can call us up and let us know what your unpopular opinion is. Kid Nation at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
I think I've got one.
Okay, Al, what's your unpopular opinion, sir?
Las Vegas.
Right?
I just don't get it.
A lot of people feel that way.
Okay. I'm so with you on that.
Because everybody loves Vegas.
You don't gamble.
Everybody loves, going to Vegas. I'm okay without going back, you know?
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
It's just
but I do go back.
Every chance they have, every free weekend, they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm like, after about the 10th trip in 1 year, what are you doing?
I'm like,
I don't know.
The drinks are like $25.
Yeah.
Free if you gamble.
Yeah, but I don't like gambling because that's my money.
Yeah. Put my whole money down on that table and then you taking it?
Just for free? I don't get anything back? Not even a participation point or something?
Yeah.
Hey, you played.
I'm good.
Nothing. Right. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay. Thanks, man.
I know a lot of people love Vegas.
A lot of people love Vegas. Our executive producer goes to Vegas.
Loves it.
My mom.
Once a year.
My mother loves Vegas.
Your mom loves Vegas.
She will sit down there in that casino all night long. She's one of those people. Get her a slot machine and she'll sit there for hours.
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
We don't have anywhere else like it in this country. Or in the world, really. It's crazy.
I know.
It is just crazy in the middle of the desert flying in and seeing all those lights. I'm in between.
Okay.
I actually like it sometimes.
I went there for like my 22nd birthday and I was so broke I couldn't have fun.
It's easy to do, bro.
I was like, dang.
Very easy.
So you need money to have fun here. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like anywhere.
Yeah. Like anywhere. From the text.
Okay.
My unpopular opinion. I love Mondays.
Wow.
What's new beginnings?
Yeah, I guess so.
It is.
Well, they say, I work with 1- and 3-year-olds. I love my job.
There you go.
So Mondays are good. Aw, you enjoy going to work.
That's great.
To some people, that's another unpopular opinion.
Uh-huh. Okay, here's one from Jack McClung. Lady Gaga is more iconic than Beyonce. Oh, I think that's really unpopular. I think everybody's on the Beyonce train.
I think it's pretty even. I think you could find a solid army for both.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Kylie.
Hi.
Welcome to Unpopular Opinions. What is yours?
Well, my unpopular opinion is the phrase, just let your baby cry it out. It won't hurt them and you'll survive. Just put earplugs in. The most false statement I think I've ever heard while getting ready to have a child. I have two, and I've been told it both times around. It's absolutely not, in my opinion, anyway.
And you're unpopular.
I got told to try it as well.
I heard it works. Some of my friends are. It worked.
For mine, it worked. Yeah. But for some kids, it doesn't.
I can't stand it. Yeah. I cannot stand it. Like, A minute, maybe.
Here's how
I'm like, okay, they think that I don't love them.
Right.
I need to go in there and tell them, show them that, yes, mommy's still here, daddy's still here. You know.
Here's my experience with it. With my son, I couldn't let him cry it out because I felt awful as my first son, so I would bring him in.
Yep.
He's still sleeping in my bed.
There you go.
My daughter, we let her cry it out. She sleeps in her bed. But every kid is different. But I get you on that. Kylie, it's up to the kid and how you're feeling with them. Thank you for your call.
You know, the thing is, it's your kid.
It's your kid. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Word.
As long as your kid.
Give them some shelter and some love.
That's right.
The rest.
Are you feeding them?
Are you feeding them?
There you go.
Yeah. They're moving around? Cool. Hi, Emily.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good morning. What's your unpopular opinion?
Okay, I just don't see what the big deal is with sunflower seeds. Like, why would you do all that work just for this tiny little seed? And people love them. And yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
And then the mess. Yeah, the mess. And then your mouth afterwards, it feels like it's just cut up in there.
Yeah.
It's just sore.
Yeah, I can't get down with it.
Yeah, you're right, Emily.
I'm with you. It's weird.
I hadn't thought of it until now, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I have a group. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
A little group.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling
back. Emily thinks sunflower seeds, yuck. What's the point?
Gotta wither on that.
You're probably negative calories by the time you get to the actual seed with all the work you gotta do.
Yeah, you're working. A mouth workout.
Yeah. Emily, definitely, you got us on board with that one.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of these text messages come in.
I don't like them.
Keith.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
You, buddy.
Now, would you consider yourself a music lover?
Yes, I would.
Who's your favorite band of all time?
I'd probably say Sublime.
Oh, I like you, Keith.
All right.
I like you.
What's your unpopular opinion?
What's your unpopular opinion?
The Beatles. They're the most overrated band ever. They are a glorified 60s boy band.
Ooh.
And if you say that they're garbage, then people look at you like you just committed blasphemy. Like, how dare you not like the Beatles?
Agreed. I love them, so.
Yeah.
They're okay. I'm not really passionate hatred for them, but I think they're just okay.
Right.
I do it. I have a passionate hatred for them.
That's weird, though, to be that passionately against them.
I cannot stand that band.
Yeah.
I hate it when a radio station has, like, the Beatles on Sunday for 2 hours.
Forget it.
It's annoying. Oh, and JC.
Yes, sir.
Fortnite is lame, too.
That's a game for 12-year-old son.
Wow.
Oh, now you're hitting below the belt.
Now you listen here, Keith.
Yeah, right.
Have a wonderful day, my man.
About the Beatles playing Fortnite. Oh, boy, he would just go into a tizzy.
Mm. Pod probably be pretty good. Yeah, Paul McCartney. Yeah, I do. I like the Beatles. I've tried to get into the Beatles. I like that song Yesterday quite a bit.
Gosh, I love them.
Yesterday,
you know, it's
so
my
good.
Mom's favorite band. It's all I grew up listening to.
From the text.
Yeah.
I think Chris Evans is the worst Avenger of all time.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag my unpopular opinion. What's wrong with Captain America? That's Captain America. You can't say he's the worst.
That's kind of like
this. He's vanilla, right?
That's what I.
Cubby wrote us from the text and says, Aquaman is the best superhero ever.
All right.
Dude, really? Ever?
Come on, Cubby.
We could do without Aquaman and be fine on in the world.
Do without him totally.
We're all good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Cubby.
We can't go on without Superman.
No.
We definitely can go on without Aquaman.
Yeah,
they're just chilling, smelling like fish.
I've never even seen Aquaman.
Smells? I never thought of that.
Oh, my God.
That guy smells.
He's got to.
Yeah.
He's got to be the stinkiest superhero ever.
Think about all the germs growing on him, too.
That moist environment.
Yeah, that's gross. Aquaman.
Yeah. All right, Kirby.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you have a regional unpopular opinion.
I live in Texas, and I hate barbecue food, Mexican / Tex-Mex food, and country music.
Oh, my God.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to move.
I wasn't born here, and my family's not from here. We just moved here because it was closer.
Wow. Yeah,
close to what? All the stuff that you hate?
No. I was born in Hawaii. And, oh. So I love all Asian food. Yeah. And my family's from Louisiana, so I love all Cajun things.
You know what? Hawaii?
Not that pretty. That's
I'm kidding. I love Hawaii. Is it Hawaii? Hawaii? Is that how we say it correct?
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Well, Caitlin, maybe you'll grow fond of the barbecue in the Mexican Tex-Mex.
I don't know. I've been here since I was 8, so it's been about 18 years and not at all.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I guess not.
Barbecue is quite polarizing, I've found, because I love it and I always am down to eat it. I don't really have any friends that love it. People will be like, I'm not that into barbecue.
What?
I know.
You've been going to the wrong barbecue. You need to go to the hood. Mm. You need to go to the hood and get some barbecue. And I mean, like, in a paper bag where the bag gets all greasy.
Uh-huh.
And
it's dripping everywhere.
Sitting on, like, half a loaf of bread and it's got, like, a little bitty slice of pickle in there or something.
Get you some.
You need to go to the right barbecue.
That's right.
No, I love all barbecue.
Madea?
Nadia?
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What was it spelled, JC?
The phonetic breakdown.
Thank you, Jenna.
From the phone screener, where they'll write it on the board. It says Ma-dia.
Normally, I just take the loss. I'll take the L, but Jenna got my bag on this.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, Nadia. What's your unpopular opinion?
I really don't like ice. Like, I hate ice cream, and I don't like pizza even.
Wow.
You don't like... What's it about the... Is it too cold for your teeth?
No, just the idea of eating flavored frozen milk just is unappealing to me.
And you're not... I don't like it, but you're not lactose intolerant?
No, not at all.
Oh. Hmm. Wow.
I don't like ice cream.
I think you're the first person.
Milk is already thick enough. Why do you need to freeze it and make it thicker? Mm. It just sounds... I mean, I'll eat sherbet occasionally because it's kind of water-based.
Yeah.
Ice cream is not appealing to me.
When you're heartbroken over your significant other, what do you curl up on your couch and eat?
Oh, good question, man.
We've been together like 10 years. We're good.
So she don't know.
She's never experienced heartbreak.
Yeah, she don't get it.
Ice cream, sweets.
Doesn't like the ice cream.
Okay.
I'm more shocked by the pizza comment.
Yeah, right?
Oh. Who doesn't like pizza?
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't like pizza. Hello, Allison.
Oh, no.
Hello.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I agree with her. I don't understand what the deal is with pizza. It's like a round, circular dough dish.
You put anything on it.
A dough dish?
Hey, you can put anything on a salad, like pasta.
No,
salad,
you can't put salad. Dough.
Yeah. Croutons.
Yeah.
Croutons, Kelly.
It's not
there
the
you go.
She's
got you.
It's not that.
Do you like
no,
Allison?
It's just, I don't. Do you just like the smacking? And just it? No, just don't.
Let me ask you a few questions real quick. Do you like bread?
I love bread.
Oh, do you love bread? Good. Do you like cheese?
Yeah, cheese is life.
It's like cheese is life, and you love bread.
And you eat meat?
Do you like meat?
Okay, I eat it, but it's not like if it disappeared, I wouldn't be upset.
So you like these things separately? You just
do you like calzones?
Not really, no.
Wow. Do you like quesadillas?
That's interesting.
I don't really like quesadillas either, Jenna, but I love all the stuff inside. Isn't that weird?
That is disrespectful.
I like enchiladas, burritos, I love, but quesadillas, I don't know what it is. I don't like that cooked tortilla. I don't like that tortilla with that burnt taste.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My son had a friend over, and we ordered pizza, and the kid took the cheese off of the pizza.
Oh.
I about kicked that kid out of the house. I was like, what are you doing?
I've seen that, yeah. Wow.
A
lot of shocking.
Shocking revelations from our Kid Nation family.
Unpopular opinion.
Yep. Very interesting. Hold on, Zane.
Uh-oh.
Zane.
Uh-oh, what?
What don't you like?
I don't like bacon or chocolate.
You don't like bacon?
Okay, Zane.
Oh my God.
This is Zane Malik. Well, you don't like chocolate or bacon?
Zane.
No, I don't. What? I just can't help it. I would eat sausage over it at any time.
Kelly,
I can't argue with that. I just don't discount bacon altogether.
No.
Dude,
you may want to get that checked.
Yeah, smell of bacon is in a great mood.
Right. And bacon makes everything else better when it's wrapped around it.
Oh. Yeah.
I invented something over the weekend. I guess.
What? You did?
I wrapped bacon around a mozzarella stick. I've never seen it before. I don't know if anybody's done it.
Prosciutto around cheese.
That's actually a good idea, Al. Look at you, sir.
Oh, it was so good.
Nice, Al.
Oh, and now we do have to get into this, Big Al.
What's that?
Because is Big Al having a close encounter?
Man, there's some freaky stuff going on.
Al's doing some freaky stuff.
You got
not
probed?
Involving women.
I didn't get probed yet, but.
Like alien stuff?
No, I don't know. We don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe.
Wasn't that a close encounter?
Yeah. It could be a different encounter, too.
Something from beyond.
Yeah, we'll get into that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your love letters, Kelly, just about an hour away. Go to KidNation.com and write us if you have anything going on in your world that you need some help from the love expert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hook you up. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. And real quick, since I gave you the fig fact last week about the wasps, that you're potentially maybe eating some. There's more wasp news coming out right now. Yeah, I just wanted to give you this tidbit before we get to Big Al's encounter. Right. Drunk, angry wasps.
Drunk.
Something we have to worry about for the rest of the summer, Al.
They're drunk?
Drunk, angry wasps. At this time of the year, wasps go hunting for rotting fermented fruit, which gets them drunk and angry.
Ooh.
And makes them more likely to sting you.
Huh? Shout out.
I think we have a drunk, angry wasp on the phone right there.
Sticky with my butt.
Drunk bumble.
So, Big Al, you had a weird weekend.
I'm not really a big ghost guy or extra, what do you call them? Thing. Spirit. I don't know. I'm not a big believer in
supernatural stuff.
Supernatural. That's what I was looking for.
Right.
Sorry. But the building that my restaurant is in, it was built in 1878.
Wow.
It's very old built.
That sounds like a historical landmark.
What?
1878. It's a very, very old building. So I'm sitting there Saturday morning doing a little paperwork by myself. I'm the only one in there. And I hear some.
Like a little tapping?
Yeah. And, you know, somebody could be working on something. So I wasn't really alarmed, but it wasn't a lot of tapping. Like, you know, like if somebody's hammering trying to put up something on a wall, there'd be multiple taps.
Yeah. And it was harder than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it went on for about 5 minutes or so. And I walked around. I couldn't see anything. And I'm the only person at work at this time of morning. There's nobody else in the office, in the building with me, and nobody else really around. So I'm like, what is this? And then about 10 minutes later, Kelly, a glass just fell off of a shelf and broke.
Oh. Wow.
I come with production. But it wasn't teetering. It wasn't on an edge. It just fell. And it just fell. Like a glass on top of a glass on top of a glass. You understand? Like
yes.
It's lodged.
Got it.
It fell.
It's weighted down.
Yes. It fell. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? So I did what any other black man would do. I left.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
You were there by yourself.
Yes. No one else in the building. And I'm like, that's just weird.
You know, there's people out there that can read you, and they'll tell you if any ghosts are haunting you or attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my neighbor about this, George, and he says he didn't really believe in it until he talked to one of these people that can read you. And he said he can tell if there's any ghosts in your house.
Really?
Just by talking to you over the phone. He'll tell you if there's a ghost in wherever you're at.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that's following you.
And that doesn't mean it's true.
And he says
because he tells you that, right?
True.
Right.
But he says he brought up some things that only he knew. And that this guy was like, did this happen? And he said, yeah, that did happen. Well, it's because the ghost did that. And it was.
So ghosts are talking to him.
Yeah.
Telling him what
the guy
doing.
Can tell him. Yeah, he can communicate with the ghosts. And there's a lot of people, and they have the special ability.
Need to have Al call him.
I really do want to get red now after my neighbor told me about
but
these
maybe,
people.
But maybe there's somebody listening this morning that does that anyway, and they'd be happy to help you out.
Yeah, reach out to us. We'll all get red.
Yeah, can you read Al through the phone to see if that was a ghost that was following him? Because now I became obsessed with learning about this whole thing.
Right.
Is that all?
Yeah. Strange.
Well, so far, happened?
So far, and I've had other people tell me that they thought that the building was haunted just randomly, and I just kind of blow them off, shrug them off, you know?
Yeah.
And then yesterday, during business hours, there's people there. My jukebox is always set. This is kind of funny. My jukebox is always set on country, right?
Nah.
So, yeah, it's in the bars are kind of in the country.
I know. I'm kidding.
And
yeah,
so,
just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, came on like four times within an hour. Like it would.
Are you
sure
that
was nobody's playing it? I asked. I said, "Who's playing it? Y'all playing a joke on me or something?" And nobody's. It was like four people there. Nobody.
Bro, what if it's Michael Jackson haunting your bar?
Oh my! Wouldn't that be something?
It was. I'm telling you, like there's five people there. And
we need to get red.
You need to go by yourself into your bar, by yourself, and stand there and say, "What are you trying to tell me?
Please. What do you
and
want?
See, I'm here.
I think you should spend the night alone
and see what happens. And put just take a little tape recorder and put it in the corner,
yeah,
so we can hear. But ask them. Come tell me your message.
And here's the thing: my neighbor did tell me this from the guy that reads. Uh-huh. He said that most ghosts are actually nice. They're just living amongst
they're
us.
Frustrated.
Yeah, they're not really mean. They can't. They don't really want to hurt your feelings or
communicate.
Or scary.
And apparently, they're big fans of Michael Jackson.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it could be a fan of Michael Jackson that passed away, and they're like, dude, this is my spot now.
It was
Let's set
weird.
Up cameras and have you spend the night in there, please.
It was weird, like the same four times in and out. Well, other people,
I don't know.
Big Al from the text. And again, these are text messages from Kid Nation members, so we don't know the validity of these things, but
I believe them if there are listeners.
Big Al, there's another restaurant in your in the town where your bar is at, in Loxahatchee, that's haunted, where glassware just falls and breaks because apparently the lady haunting the place, not a fan of alcohol.
Oh, boy!
Awesome!
Oh, boy, now
this is
true.
Moved down to your bar.
Yeah, right?
Yo!
Oh,
so why don't you ask her? What's her name? We got to find out her name.
We got to find her name.
My eyes are watering.
And you could invite her. Invite her to talk about
it. She's breaking the stuff because she doesn't want people drinking.
They do a haunted.
And she's saying, "You look in the mirror, buddy."
Yeah, look in the mirror,
Kelly.
Change starts with you.
I just remembered this. They do a haunted tour in Loxahatchee.
This could be a money-making thing for you.
They
now.
Do a haunted tour.
We got to call our boy Russell Rush.
Yeah,
he does haunted tours. Like he goes and finds the ghosts.
Perfect.
Our boy
perfect
Russell is
Halloween
like,
segment.
Russell knows about ghosts, and that's our friend.
Can't you guys just feel fall in the air?
Oh, see, Jenna's excited because Halloween's
just
here.
Halloween's here. Things are getting spooky. The weather, it's rainy. Oh,
yeah.
So excited for you, Al.
Oh, I'm not really excited. Cool.
This is so exciting.
If you have
always
a ghost,
wanted a ghost.
Do you make friends? What do you leave them there? I guess there's nothing you can do.
Well,
you
first, like, you need to find somebody that can read the place, so you find out if it's a friendly ghost,
yeah,
which
exactly.
We think it is.
You need to inquire about what they want,
yeah,
what's wrong, the message they're trying
yes.
to send.
Just stand there, just you and the ghost.
Let the ghost come in you.
But I would
I mean,
taunt
you know
her.
What I mean, like,
I would taunt
be
her.
Part
to make,
of you.
Taunt her to make sure she, you know, uh-huh. lets you hear her message loud and clear.
Okay. Wig me out a little bit.
No, why?
This
oh,
no. Oh,
the
no.
signs are there, bro.
Dare her to come and speak to you
no,
and show
no.
herself.
Hey, Ghost, I know you're listening to the radio right now. Al's not afraid of you.
Yeah, I was a little afraid.
Yeah. No, you're not. Apparently, there are three ghosts in that area, Al.
Really?
Oh.
Now, this could be people piling on trying to make you scared, though.
Big Al, did you buy any used mirrors? No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. There's people that refuse to buy. This is another thing he told me. Thank you for mentioning that.
Okay.
He told me that there's people that refuse to buy other mirrors.
The souls are trapped in
it. The souls are trapped in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was from a.
Does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy last week, actually? No.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, there are some people that
it's
believe
true.
That.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Al, we need to find the ghost. Let's take Kid Nation TV out there.
This is such a dream, yeah.
Jenna wants to go. I'd go, but it's so far.
I know. I want you to set up. Yeah, it's too far for me, but I want you to set it up like you're like spending the night there, and we have the cameras with the infrared mm-hmm. and the ghost hunters set up ready to go.
Big Al.
Yes.
What if the only way to look at the mirror is to look into the at the ghost is to look into the mirror and the ghost is sending you that message?
And Al, you're totally missing a money making opportunity here.
What?
You could have ghost tours in your bar, sleepovers, sell tickets.
All that
so you
got to
establish it as fact first.
Yeah.
You have more than witnesses than just you.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta get that going.
All right.
Speaking of ghost stories, real quick, this reminds me of the story that Trey was showing me last
week. Gosh, what a great Monday.
Amethyst Realm became a household name in Australia last year. She claimed she had dated 15 ghosts. You know what I'm saying?
She had
gone on dates.
Really?
Yeah. Since she broke up with her fiance 12 years ago, she has gone off men completely and now is just ghost only.
Ghost exclusive?
Yeah, ghost exclusive.
I'm just ghost curious.
Because she can communicate, she can feel their presence,
yeah,
and she can have a relationship that you want to have with a significant other with the ghost.
It's so great they don't leave a mess or anything. You don't clean up after them.
And now, you guys, she has revealed that her new ghost boyfriend and her are thinking about having ghost babies.
This is incredible.
Epstein said, one day, while I was walking through the bush, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. I knew a new lover had arrived. It's pretty serious. In fact, we've even been thinking about having ghost babies. I know that sounds crazy, but I've been looking into it, and I don't think it's totally out of the question.
Well, you go for it, girl.
And probably not as painful as regular pregnancies, because the ghost baby just flies out.
Right.
The belly.
Just flies out. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Pop on out. Just.
Yeah, no need for an OBGY ghost.
But we seriously need to find a reader.
It's kind of because I'm not a huge reliever, you know.
Do you want me to text my neighbor and see if he can get his reader buddy?
Sure.
Maybe we can have him call in. And sure. Since he says he could do it on the phone, maybe he'll do it on the phone.
Okay.
So I'll try to do that. I'll text him during the break.
Gosh, you guys are so informal. You want him in here. She has to touch out. She has to feel his energy.
Well, the ghost reader lives in New York.
We're going to do it by text now?
The ghost reader lives in New York, unless we have a local ghost reader that can come in here. But the one I know is in New York. And if he can do it through the phone, that's all good.
Gosh, no intimacy anymore.
Then find me one that I can touch right here.
Why can't there be like
there's a famous one that lives in at least in the state of Texas. I don't know where, but
there should be some sort of swiping app for ghost readers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So we'll look for a potential one to come in here, but if not, we'll have that backup on the phone. And if you know of a ghost reader, do give us a call.
Give us a call. Hit us up on the text.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Help us find this ghost that Al found.
Oh.
Ghost that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
20 minutes away from your showbiz top five. We'll catch you up with what's going on out there in Hollywood with Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
40 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly, where we solve all your relationship issues with our love expert. And you just heard Big Al Mac. He thinks there's a ghost in his barge breaking stuff. And according to a lot of text messages we're getting, that part of town where your bar is at, Al, very haunted.
Really?
There's a haunted plantation.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
Haunted plantation. Yeah, the catfish plantation.
Is catfish. That what you're talking about? Yeah, that one. There it is. Yeah,
I just got a text from
apparently they do tours out there because there's plenty of ghosts to be seen. Or had or whatever. I don't know what you do with ghosts.
Experienced.
Yeah. And a lot of people wanted you to look up Carrie Nation.
Carrie Nation.
Who was this lady from back in the day out there, and I think she was in Kansas City. I looked her up, and she was not a fan of drinking. Or alcohol, and she would travel to different bars and basically start wrecking them.
Destroy
everything in there.
Well, that's not very nice.
So maybe Carrie made her way out to your bar and is doing that. But again,
wreaking havoc.
Yeah, we are looking for someone to read Big Al to help him out. Real quick, though.
All right.
Couple questions that Kid Nation members had about ghosts, which are solid questions to have now that we're talking about this. If there are ghosts, do you guys think ghosts are naked because clothes don't die? That's true. How are
everybody that sees ghosts always hear they're wearing clothes?
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, how do we see them with clothes on, but clothes don't die because clothes are not living forms? They should just be naked ghosts.
Never thought about it.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
if you think about it, you can't die with clothes.
I would think they'd have like a ghost uniform or something, like coveralls,
or just. I guess they're just ghost naked, but they don't have the body parts. Maybe they're just...
What would your ghost outfit be?
What would I always want to be wearing? Because I guess you only have one outfit as a ghost.
You have one outfit. You have one ghost outfit.
The outfit that most resembles you, or the outfit you were wearing when you died.
Oh, is it that?
Oh, that's more of a zombie thing.
It depends on how you died.
No.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Because the zombie you're walking around. See, I see how zombies can still have it on, because they're still... You can touch them.
Would I have on a hat? My, if I'm
You would definitely have a hat out.
Good.
Otherwise, we wouldn't recognize you.
Hat.
Yeah.
You don't like this one?
I don't think the hat fits you very well.
What's wrong with that hat?
Comfortable.
You see his shape of his head in it.
Oh, you think it's too tight?
It's just a loose hat. I mean, it's
not, it looks like a tight hat.
It looks really tight.
It's flimsy. Oh, it looks tight. The appearance is it's tight because your head fills it out.
Yeah, it's just very thin.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to be self-conscious the rest of the day.
No, I'm fine.
We've made fun of all of his hats, and he keeps wearing them.
I'm fine.
Is it straw?
Hey, Bossman George is back. Hey.
Yay.
George.
Look how brown he is.
Yeah, been hanging out with J-Lo.
Man.
George, come in here. Come here, George. Come on, George.
He's been on vacation in Italy.
He was vacationing with J-Lo. That's how Big Al would spend it.
Well deserved, too, because this man has worked so freaking hard the last 5 years that he deserved this vacation.
What's up? I missed y'all.
Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
How was Italy?
How was J-Lo?
It was amazing. I didn't get to meet her.
You didn't get to meet her, but you saw her boat.
Minutes away. Like, literally, like her little mini. She has a mini boat that goes to the big boat.
Oh.
And the mini boat was taken off.
That's my girl.
Did you meet anybody famous?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You were around them?
No, they had so many big yachts out there. Holy cow.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Everybody. It was crazy. We'd watch it on Daily Mail, and then we'd be like at the same place. Yeah. And I'd be like, these things are enormous.
Were you watching Kid Nation TV out there in Italy?
I was. It was very good. Congratulations on the ratings. Wow.
Thank you. Number one
in Dallas, number two in Houston.
Hey!
Cool.
Thanks, buddy. Wow.
Step it up, Houston.
That's a big deal in Houston.
Step it up.
Come on.
They can't hear you.
Get back to the show.
Yeah. Oh, you're just going to walk out? You're done?
Yeah, he said get back to the show.
Okay.
Look at this.
Is work.
Back at work, and he's got to get to it, man.
Did you bring us gifts?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
what?
You get a paycheck Friday.
You get a paycheck. That's his gift.
Are we getting paid?
Yeah. What, do we get paid for TV at some point?
Yeah.
We do?
If it gets picked up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right now, we're just trying to get picked up. I think that's how it
works. I was just making sure I was like, wait, you're being paid?
No.
what happened here?
Definitely
I did
not.
Something wrong.
Oh, man.
We are getting warned, though. Do not mess with readings or tarot cards.
It's not biblical.
It's not biblical?
Nope.
Oh, well, I can't.
It could bring more unwanted beings in your home life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Al wants to know what's up with that ghost.
If that's what it is, I have no other explanation for it.
Yeah. I did text my neighbor to see if he could get his buddy.
Okay.
He's out there in New York.
Do Ghostbusters, do those people get rid of a ghost? I guess by nature of the name, the title, just find the ghost?
I think, I've never heard of busters. I just heard of investigators, and they investigate why they're there.
Well, in The Conjuring
and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can do like a cleansing.
Mm.
You could have a priest or somebody come in and bless your bar.
You want that?
I don't know.
Sage it. Don't they sage it?
That's part of the cleansing.
And holy water.
To sage
it.
When you move in somewhere new. You're supposed
I'm not Catholic.
To
yeah.
Walk
but
through.
If it is a friendly ghost that's not doing any harm, I have no problem. I don't believe these words are coming out of
Those
my mouth.
Glass shards are very dangerous.
They are, man. Somebody could step on them.
It scared you off.
But he could just be trying to get, or she, just trying to get my attention.
Wants to be acknowledged.
They got your attention.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe
now
it's
what?
A lonely ghost.
Yeah.
Is it possible it's someone from your past?
Ooh.
I mean, anything's possible, yeah. I mean, I have no explanation for it. I have none whatsoever. It just kind of freaked me out a little
I'm
bit.
So intrigued by these stories because I want to believe that they are floating around us.
Agreed.
But it's hard for me to believe it.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't personally seen one.
Yeah, because, you know, science and stuff.
Yeah, science.
All right.
Why science got to ruin stuff all the time for us?
Yes, science!
Science picks up energies, doesn't it?
Yeah. But this is more like a spiritual once-we-go type deal.
Well, let's just go through the list. We'll just start writing ghost shows.
Yeah. We had a few people that did reach out that wanted to help out. Maybe come investigate your bar.
Yeah, and I've had some girls that I've texted and they ghosted me, so.
Yeah.
That's probably who it is then.
it's your Bumble. It's dead. Oh, I did see, Al, speaking of your Bumble or your dating profile.
Yes.
I think you're doing it right.
I'm doing it right?
Yeah, because
I'm finally doing something right?
I think you're doing it right, dude, because they said the number one thing that helps you, or one of the things that helps you a lot with girls when they're looking at your profile, is music taste. And they said that men who say they like country tend to do a lot better than guys who don't.
Really?
Put that in their profile.
In the South or?
Just in general. For men, it's country music. So
I'm not in on that.
If you're a girl, they said if you put that you like classic rock, for some reason that attracts guys.
Huh.
Well, yes.
I mean, it wouldn't attract
me. It's funny because you know a comment a lot of guys will make to me on the app that I'm on, you have a song.
Yeah.
a common first line from guys will be, I am so glad you're one of the only girls on this app that's not using Drake as her slideshow song.
Because everybody's using Drake.
So apparently a lot of the girls must use rap songs, yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't.
This girl, I think it's a dude. I'm not sure. Hit me up and said, like, their first line was on the dating app, send me a pic. Girls don't usually do that.
Whoa.
Okay, girls think. And then I sent her one.
You
she's
have
like,
pic.
What'd you
she's
send her?
Like, that's a Photoshop. Like, it wasn't anything about
might have
me.
Might somebody trying to prove that you're really Big Al and not somebody pretending to be Big
like
Al.
Like, that guy wanted to call me because he didn't believe it was me. And then I was annoyed.
Yeah, it just...
when people start challenging you that you're not really you, it's annoying.
It wasn't even about that. It was, I said, what do you do? I work for the Army. What do you do? I can't say.
Okay, then move
mysterious.
On.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't even engage.
Yeah, you say mysterious, just, Kelly and I are like, okay.
It's just something was fishy. Something
I wouldn't engage.
But you did send the picture.
I sent one. Me and my cardboard cut out of Blake Shelton.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, she thought it looked Photoshop.
That's why she thought it was Photoshop.
I'm like, it's not Photoshop, it's a cardboard cutout.
Did you see everybody making fun of Drew Hill? Did you see what they did?
No.
So apparently they released some sort of picture and they Photoshopped one of the dude's shoes. They gave him some Nikes and everybody caught it. And it's the worst Photoshop you've seen. And so instead of everybody being excited about Drew Hill coming out with music or doing something, now they're just making fun of the dude's shoes because it's such a poor Photoshop. Right.
Drew Hill, huh?
Yeah, Drew Hill.
You keep up with Drew Hill news?
That was the number one trending thing I saw yesterday before I went to bed.
The number
people
one
were just clowning on this guy's Photoshop.
The number one trending thing was that dang plane.
Yeah, the dude on the plane.
The dude that stole a plane.
It's awful. It's
and then
awful.
He ended up dying.
Watch the video.
It didn't have a happy ending. No.
No. But
it's not funny. It's awful, and people could have. I mean,
it could have been bad.
It could have been really, really
duck,
bad.
And there's nothing you can do if he would have veered off course,
right.
And oh, just
they released military jets, right,
it.
To guide him away from populated zones.
Guide him to possibly shoot it down,
but they did not fire upon him.
No,
he just went.
Crashed,
he was doing tricks.
He's doing tricks in a plane.
Awful.
Yeah, he's like a baggage handler for airline, and he ended up stealing a plane.
And people were pilots were saying we didn't know that plane could do those tricks. I guess
it's not built to. I guess
not. Yeah, because he was doing rolls and stuff.
Oh my gosh!
But there's so many like he had to get clearance to take off, right? You would think.
No, if you just go.
Yeah, you just.
You just steal a plane and go. You don't.
When you're stealing a plane, you don't ask for permission to take off.
Well, sure.
Right.
That kind of defeats.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Am I good to go?
Hey, I just stole a plane. Am I clear for takeoff?
Watch those videos. Just horrifying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God.
There's some guy that snapped. Man, scary.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So excited what I'm doing today for the Kid Nation TV show. I can't tell you yet because we're obviously going to do it. But I'm excited.
Okay.
Something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Nice tea.
I have something else for this that you might want to do this weekend. We're trying to make it work.
Yeah. Hopefully my groin's healed up by
now. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Always putting you through a physical fitness test.
I did the abductor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Still hurting, people. Still hurting. Still hurting. But I'll let you guys know once we that episode is about to air.
Are we supposed to compliment you on those muscles?
The groin?
Like, hey, your groin.
Your groins are looking good, man.
I don't even think you can see it. So I don't even know why we work it out, but I guess you're supposed to keep everything.
When you're wearing your Speedo on the beach, we'll see it.
That's right, Kelly. That's right. It's the groin abductor machine, if you want to work it out, fellas.
Abductor.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Something like that.
You can use resistance bands.
Yeah, or that. We could do that. But let's get to the love. It's
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, I've been dating this guy I met on Bumble, and he's a very sweet guy. As you know, online dating, it's hard. I wasn't initially attracted to him when I swiped right, but I did. We've been on 4 dates so far. He's super sweet, caring, thoughtful, always texting me, asking me how my day's going. Even though I wasn't initially attracted to him, I feel like his personality has drawn me to want to see him more to see where it goes. This is my dilemma. His breath is not pleasant at all.
Oh, no.
He's tried to kiss me at the end of date 3, and I sort of pulled away. I played it off like, oh, I don't kiss until date 4. I just wasn't expecting the breath, and it caught me off guard. I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I told my friend. She suggested offering him gum after dinner, which is what I did on our last date, but it didn't help.
Oh, no.
He recently asked me out again, and I'm conflicted. I'd love to go on another date with him, but I don't know how to approach the conversation of bad breath.
Oh.
Help, Becky.
I don't know either. That's a tough one.
It's a killer.
I mean, destroy him.
The one thing is always take a mint for yourself, offer a mint for the other person.
Sure.
Take one yourself first and offer, because that implies I'm the one that has bad breath. And would you like one too?
Yeah.
But having that conversation is tough.
Mm-hmm. He's got to know.
If it's going to be something that you cannot get past, and you're going to break up with him over it anyway, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at what's the end game here. That's why I always have to ask, what's the end game? Then perhaps saying, you know, I this is so hard. But what's the right way? I just noticed that even after I gave you a mint, that your breath still is something wrong. Do you think something might be wrong with your with your
digestive system,
or you might have a tooth or something, or maybe are you having something going on, and you have like a stomach upset or something, and maybe it's out of
medical
care and you're concerned. Like even after I gave you that, you know, we had that stuff, and my breath was bad, but I know you're still just kind of smells a little off. Maybe there's something going. Maybe there's something going on.
You're dying
maybe
inside.
Like, you know, oh my God, your breath is so bad. You know.
Maybe you could give it to him in song form if you want.
I'm just saying, maybe just delicately and kind of tiptoe into it. Like, maybe do you have like a bad tooth or something, or maybe is your stomach okay? Yeah. I don't know.
We have a song. If you need this song, we'll let you borrow it.
Bad breath, bad breath. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it happens to you? Bad breath, bad breath. What you
gotta let them know? What's up?
If this is gonna end your relationship anyway, then why not have the conversation that may end the relationship? But
dude, your breath is.
What was her name, Jenna?
Becky.
Lisa kind of like Helen. Hi, Helen.
Henrietta.
It's tough.
Oh, poor guy.
It's tough.
Especially when they're perfect. There's everything you're looking for.
What about if you just give them a Rumple Mint shot before you kiss?
The make-out drink.
What, are you going to walk around with a Rumple Mint in your purse all the time?
Yeah.
No. I don't like Rumple Mint, see?
I don't either.
I know, but they give you that breath.
Yeah.
That good, good.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years now, together for 5. And we honestly have a wonderful relationship.
Oh, good.
I know how fortunate I am to have a husband who genuinely loves and respects me. We get along like best friends and have a healthy life in the bedroom. However, I have seen on numerous occasions my husband looking up women on Instagram. Some just basic big booty accounts and such. But twice, I have seen that he searched a girl that works in our building. We work for the same company. She's cute, but nobody I would see and feel threatened by. I am not the naive type that thinks my husband married me and instantly no longer finds other women attractive. I have never had any reason to think he would cheat or even come close. I honestly feel crazy that this is bothering me so much. I have never been the jealous type, but this really has made me feel insecure in my relationship. Maybe because I don't do the same. Where do I go from here, Kelly? Do I say anything to him? Do you think this is a red flag, or am I just being a bit too sensitive, cat?
I get it, because, I mean, my husband follows some women. I'm like, why are you following them? I don't understand. You know, you can see who people follow.
You're talking about A-Train? Hello?
Yeah. And I don't think he's looking. I don't think he's got a wandering eye. He's like, his excuse is like, they followed me, so I followed them. Like, whatever, Alan.
So he's got as many followers.
He has a couple of accounts like that, and I'm like, I just have to not think about it, because I know he's not like that. Men just look. Men are very visual.
But if it was a girl, let's say Alan was looking up.
It drives me crazy, and I'm secure, but it drives me crazy to think that men. And hey, you have a strong relationship. If he makes you feel secure, that's great.
Yeah.
But you're constantly looking at women at their best.
Right.
And then every day you're seeing me.
Filtered.
You see me sometimes at my best and often at my worst. Yeah. So it's kind of like.
But she's fine. She's fine with the big.
You on the couch,
she's
like,
fine with the big booty account. She just feels threatened by the regular girl that works in the building that he's looking
at.
Then
say something. I mean, that's it. You have to say something. And then, you know, I said something to Alan, but I wasn't like, I was like, just why?
Did he stop following that one?
No.
Huh.
I mean, it's just like. But I just like, I don't get it.
You're right.
He's not lying in bed at night looking at girly magazines. He's lying in bed looking at gun magazines. I'm like, oh, God, turn off a light and go to bed. It's like page after page of guns. You know, it's just like, but yeah, he's got those couple of accounts on his Instagram. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, but if you're secure and everything's great, don't. Yeah. You can say something like, I just don't like it that you follow her. I mean, follow some random person. I just don't like that. Maybe he'll... But if everything else is great about your relationship, I always say don't create problems where there are none.
Right.
But apparently this is a little bit of a problem that you need to at least discuss it and address it.
We do like to look. We do.
But why look at a girl that you... That's weird that he's looking at a girl he's worked with.
Interesting. It's like, God, I work with her, and it's like this private life... I get that. It's like a bit of a voyeurism into this person I see every day, and she's doing all this sexy stuff, and it doesn't... Maybe it's just, like, just interesting. I don't know.
I'm looking at the Allen following.
How many does he follow? I don't even know. It's probably...
How many people? 407?
Yeah, good luck finding them all. There's a couple of girls on there. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are we going to sit here while you scroll on Instagram? What are you doing? Yeah.
Sorry,
I mean, it's not a radio show.
We're sitting here watching JC go through Alan's followers.
Well, some of these names are funny.
That's what we're doing. If you wonder what that moment of silence was for.
Yeah, squats all day.
Did you want to follow?
Yeah, right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Squats all day.
Dear Kelly,
you follow squats all day?
That's one of the random ones. I mean, there's a part of
one. Big booty one.
Squats all day.
What's which one is this one?
Great
train in the house.
My body. Body is my hobby is a favorite.
My body is my hobby?
This girl's beautiful.
Oh.
Oh, really? Look her up.
Okay, moving on.
My body is my hobby.
See, this is why I do not check the activity. The activity page on Instagram will rock your world when you're talking to us.
What's the activity page?
Yo,
you're the page where you can see what other people like and follow.
I didn't break bro code. That's out there in the front of him out. That's not front of this in the public eye. My man has nothing to hide.
There's nothing to hide.
Yeah,
my body is my hobby.
Oh, there you go.
And she lives here.
There you go. Make me do it.
See, Kelly? Oh, I get so, like, fired up.
Where is she?
She's like a blogger.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, she has a lot of followers. She's a blogger.
She doesn't look anything like me.
So, she's a blogger.
See, this was trouble.
See?
And what did... What did
follow your advice.
I saw that letter. I didn't want to read it because it gets me all fired up. It gets me all fired up.
She's got big boobies.
It's going to be a good episode of The Sandwich with some Loving this week.
Oh, my God.
See, I was going to follow.
Oh, she's got 64,000.
Yeah, she's famous.
Oh, she's got 64,001 now. Hi there, everybody.
Oh, Kelly's face.
Yeah, I'm just like... Why? That's my thing. It's like, why?
Because she has a lot of followers, followed him, so he's like, oh,
that's
networking.
What he says. Well, she's local, so he says, I follow people that follow me.
Especially if they have a lot of followers, because you can help each other.
That's it. So it's all marketing, is what you're telling
Probably.
Me.
If you find somebody with 100,000 or 60,000 followers following you, you follow them back, because you're like, all right, this guy's got some clout.
Oh, JC, she follows you.
Well, and you owe her one.
And Kelly.
Now I'm...
Then I owe her a follow.
Do I have to follow?
I don't feel like if you follow me, I have to follow you. I don't do that.
I just sent her a message.
Oh my God. Stop following you.
Love letters to Kelly.
The day is young. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
She's got a YouTube channel.
Oh, what?
Oh, just?
Oh, hang on.
For workout tips?
Link in bio.
All right. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am currently living with my boyfriend after a failed attempt of living with my sister again. She and I do not see eye to eye on most things, and that is putting a strain on my relationship. Not only that, but I still pay for the house that we got together. I am at my wit's end because my boyfriend pays all the bills on his own for his house due to me paying hers. But now she has lost her job and has put it on me to pay her electric bill, which is in my name. I love my sister very much, but I don't know what to do. I told her I would give her a month to figure things out and get it in her own name, or should I just shut it off now? Please help, Rachel.
Don't shut it off now. Give her a deadline and say you got to get it together, but I'm closing shop, and give her a realistic deadline to get her act together and get out and make other arrangements.
Yeah.
But to cut somebody off, just like, okay, I'm done, boom, that's... You know, you've allowed it to happen this long, so
right.
Give her an out. If it's 30 days, 60 days, whatever it is, but give her an out to make other arrangements. But then you got to follow through, because if you don't, she's like, oh, there you go. Your bark is bigger than your bite.
Right.
Eventually, you're going to have to bite and say, I told you. I told you, I've terminated the lease. Whatever you have to do, you tell her, say, I've already contacted the electric company, and as of October 1st, or whatever it is, the utilities are out of my name.
Yeah.
So that's it. She has to make other arrangements at that point.
You'd be amazed at the number of suggestions you get on Instagram after you follow My Body Is My Cock.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy smokes.
Apparently, my husband's not listening because he just said.
I know he is.
He just told me he's headed to the gym and he loves me.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Good.
He's headed to the gym.
He just wrote me.
Because his body's his hobby, too.
I'm going to have to apologize to my dude because he He wrote, dude.
It's so true. Dude.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I have his back on that one because she does have a lot of followers, so I get it.
Sorry, A-Train.
Yeah. That's a bro code.
I get both sides, but I so agree with Kelly. It's like, why sometimes when guys, when you're sitting there and you're like, especially in the beginning when you start talking to a guy, I mean, I deal with this. I'm like, but why?
Why are you following?
They like to look, but she didn't look anything like, I mean, like nothing.
Like you.
But he tells me that, you know, I like very fair skin. She is not.
Right.
She's not.
I'm telling you, he's following her because of the
fair
followers.
Skin and stuff.
It's the follower
number.
You
know what? He likes her positivity.
She doesn't have a flowing chestnut mane like you do.
No.
Yeah.
She's flowing brunette.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Without following that.
I'm not going to make him delete it or anything. I'm just, whatever.
But if he did, you'd be cool with that?
I don't care. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I don't get it, but it's fine.
It is a big turnoff for me when if I start talking to a guy online and I look through who he's following and it's just...
All hot girls.
Tons of... Yeah, not even hot, but just tons of girls that are just like Instagram
models.
Yeah. And ones that he probably doesn't even talk to, but that's all he follows. I don't like it.
I wonder if my wife
has some.
It's like you're
living in a fantasy world, you know, when you follow like rich accounts too.
Yeah.
Just like the Lux Life and all of these models. It's just like, what world are you living in?
Yeah, who you follow does say a lot about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It does.
I wonder if my wife wants. You think my wife wants me to unfollow some people I follow?
I think she's pretty secure with your relationship.
Yeah. I think most people
she's
locked
you down with a couple kids.
I follow everybody from this. Why don't we?
Oh, hey, Miss Fitzberry. All right.
Who?
No, nothing.
You want me to do another letter?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll talk about it.
Love letters.
Fired up.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I don't know what to do. Or I kind of do, but I'm scared. Maybe I'm just a big mess. I'm married and was separated for 4 years. We have two children. While she was away in California, I met someone else. Ooh. Now she's back, and I've tried to work things out with my wife since we never ended up getting a divorce. Things aren't going well, but she says she will not give me the divorce either. She's threatened to take the kids to California if I continue to bug her about divorcing. She says she's okay with me dating the girl I started talking to, but wants to still be married. It makes no sense to me. So if I divorce her... She wants to move to California and take the kids.
Well,
she wants to stay married but not be together.
Legally, she can't do that. And
right.
You need to get a... I mean, this is no way to live. It doesn't make sense. So you've tried to make it work. She's like, I don't want to live with you as a married couple, but I don't want to get divorced. That makes... It's crazy talk.
Yeah.
So get legal representation and find out what your rights are. Don't tell her you're going to see an attorney. Do that behind her back. Really, you need to know. I mean, honestly, you need to know what your rights are legally before you start popping off.
Right.
She goes and lawyers up, and then, you know, you need to find out where you stand legally with these threats she's making about. And she can pack up and take the kids and move, but she could be facing some serious legal consequences if she does that. So you need to find out.
Yeah.
And that's for an attorney, not for me.
But that's good advice to tell them to go talk to an attorney, though.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put all your cards on the table for, you know, I would get legal advice privately.
There it is. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday, and today's edition was brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
Hiring people is hard, but there's one place that you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com sends your job that you have available to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But you know what? They don't stop there. They have a powerful matching technology, and ZipRecruiter scans through thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. That takes a load off.
Right.
A lot of times you'll have a qualified candidate within one day. Yeah, within the first day. 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get their needs filled so fast. I've done it myself. I've done it in the morning, had somebody qualified in my email by the evening. With results like that, there's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. Try them out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/kid. ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.